Our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to accomplish this great salvation.
真的是你先爱了我们，是一切就是因为我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上完成了这个大功。
Opening this new and living way, today in His name we can come before you.
真是打开了又打开了这条又新又活的路，所以我们今天能够来到你的面前。You
alone are worthy our worship, for what you have done for us and for what and for who you are.
你真是值得我们的敬拜，我们为了你所做的一切，为了你，我们来这里敬拜你。
We pray today you will be with us and teach us.
主啊，我们今天在这里祷告，你能与我们同在，能够教导我们。
May your heart be satisfied among your children.
正是愿你的心能够在你的子民中得到满足。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Recently, I was studying the book of James with a few brothers and sisters.
最近呢，我在和其他的一些弟兄姐妹呢，正在学这个雅各书这本圣经的章节。During
the discussion, I was reminded of a few verses I got from God, received from God many years ago.
在这个讨论过程中呢，我记得有几句经节。 这几句经节呢，我许多年前从主那里就接受到了。
At that time, I was meeting in a small church in state of Maryland.
那个时候呢，我是在马里兰州，我那时候在一个小的教会里面聚会的。
I have believed Jesus, but haven't baptized.
那个时候呢，我已经信了耶稣了，但是还没有受洗。
At that night, we had a fellowship gathering to celebrate Chinese New Year.
那个晚上，我只记得我们有一个团契，我们在这里一起聚会，是为了庆祝中国新年的。One
of the activities was that you put your hand into a jar, and that is full of notes.
所以那时候呢，有一个游戏，游戏就是说你把你的手伸到一个罐子里，这个罐子里面呢有很多荆棘，
and then you put one note out of the jar, and on the notes there are Bible verses.
然后呢，你就把这个纸条呢从这个罐子里拿出来，这个纸条上面呢就写着这个圣经的经节。On
the note I got, it says Romans 5:3-5.
我那时候抽到一张纸条，这个纸条上写的是《罗马书》5:3-5.
I opened my Bible and it reads.
我打开我的圣经，我就这样读到了。
It says, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and the perseverance proving character, and the proving character." Hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
好，这里是这样写的，罗马书5:3-5，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所 赐给我们的圣灵，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。I
didn't quite understand those verses at that time, but I memorized them. Over the past many years, I often thought of this verse when I faced difficulties.
我那时候并不太明白这些经文是什么意思，但是我那时候就把这些经文记在心里，在过去很多年内。 我经常想起这些经文，每当我碰到困难的时候，我就想起这些经文来。Gradually,
I had more understanding of the verses, and that helped me a lot.
慢慢的，我就明白这些经文的意思，越来越多了。但这些经文就帮助了我很多。
One of the key words in the verses is perseverance.
这个里面有一个关键的字，就是中文把它写成坚持或忍耐。
By definition, from a dictionary, perseverance is the ability to continue to do or achieve something despite difficulties, failure, or opposition.
这个从字典里面如果找这个字的原因这个意义的话，这个我就这里讲的坚持这个字，就是能够接着做一件事情，不论是碰到困难、挫折、失败或者反对，我就是坚持着做下去。
It's different from patient.
这个和耐心正好是非常相反的意思，不一样的，这个是不一样的意义，和耐心有点不一样。
In Chinese Bible translation, perseverance and patient were translated into the same word in many places. For example, love is patient.
在中文圣经中，这个坚持和忍耐这两个字，在很多地方，在圣经里面很多经节里面，是翻译成同一个字的。比如说，爱就是忍耐。这个词。
Yeah, but the perseverance is more focused on the difficulties we are facing.
但这个坚持更注重在你面对的困难上。
So in some English version of Bible, it's translated to endurance.
在英文圣经中，这个字坚持这个字形是被翻译成忍耐。
Yeah, so today's message we use the 坚持 for the Chinese translation.
Yeah, 今天我们这个英文字呢，我们就用坚持这个中文翻译。
When I searched this word in the Bible, it appeared 30 times in New Testament alone.
我查了下圣经上面这个坚持这个事情这个字在新约圣经中出现了有30次之多。
I noticed that in some places, God told us why he wants us to have perseverance.
我注意到在有些地方神告诉我们为什么他要求我们有这个坚持。
And in some places, he told us how to persevere.
但其他一些地方就是他说告诉我们怎样忍耐。
Yeah, let's look at them together.
让我们一起来看一下坚持。
Yeah, first we look at why God wants us to have perseverance.
所以第一个我们要看看的是神为什么要我们有坚持这个性格。
The first I found is to build up our characters.
第一个我发现神让我们有坚持这个性格的话，他是为了培养我们的性格。
Perseverance is the character of Jesus. We can look at in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5.
坚持这个是我们主耶稣基督的一个性格，他的人的性格。所以我们可以先看一下帖撒罗尼迦后书。三章五节。
Yeah, it reads, "May the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ."
好，中文是这样写的：愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Yeah, in the NIV version of Bible, it's used perseverance of Christ.
在这个新版英文版的圣经里面，它是用了翻译成忍耐这个字。
They are the same strong number. If you look up the Bible, they are the same word.
在圣经的原文中，这个忍耐和这个坚持是同样一个原文的字。
We all know that Jesus is the Son of God.He's the Word of God.
我们知道耶稣是神的话。
He limited himself and came to this world to save us.
他自己降尊来到这个世界上，然后来拯救了我们。
Before he went onto the cross, he was insulted, whipped, and humiliated. In the end, he died on the cross.
在他上十字架之前，他被羞辱，他被鞭打，他被藐视，最后他死在十字架上。
We cannot measure how much he has suffered.
我们真的是不能想象他为我们忍受了多少的痛苦。
But he knew it was God's will, so he didn't weep.
So, 因为他知道这个是神的旨意，所以他就是做了这样的事。
He finished his courses and fulfilled God's will.
他上了十字架，他走完了人生的路，然后他这个完成了神的旨意。
Jesus is an example of perseverance.
耶稣就是坚持的这么一个榜样。
And look, let's look at another place in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 2.
我们看圣经上面其他的地方，我们先看这个启示录的二章二节。
Yeah, so there are two places. One is verse 2 and one is verse 19.
我们看启示录的二章二节和启示录的二章十九节。
Yeah, those two places are the letters to the churches.
这两处地方是给这个教会的书信。
One is to Ephesus, one is to Thyatira.
一个说是给以弗所教会，一个是给推亚推拉教会的。
So even God pointed out those two churches, they have a lot of issues.
所以说神指出这两个教会有很多的问题。
But God did mention that they have some good characters and praised them.
但是神也指出他们有一些很好的性格，忍耐就是其中一个很好的性格。
Yes, and in both places, God mentioned perseverance.
在两处圣经中，神都提到了这个忍耐这个性格。
So we can see that the perseverance is the character God is looking for and God wants us to have.
我们知道这个忍耐是神喜悦的一个性格，神也愿意我们得到有这个性格。
Okay, so next slide, please. So the second reason God wants us to have perseverance is to test our faith.
第二个原因，神希望我们有这个忍耐，坚持这个性格，是神为了试验我们的信心。
In James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, it says,
在雅各书一章二到四节是这样说的
Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
好，雅各书一章二到四节，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
So we know God would test our faith.
所以我们知道神会在那里试验我们的信心。
In Exodus, we all know the story.That God asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt to the promised land, Canaan.
在出埃及记，我们知道这样的故事：神在那里让摩西带领以色列人离开埃及，然后进入应许之地迦南美地。
Instead of taking a straight line, God led them into the wilderness.
但是神没有让他们那样的轻松走一条直线，神把他们带到旷野中。
Because God wants to test their faith.
因为神要这里试验他们的信心。
We all know that the first generation of the Israelites, they failed the test.
我们都知道 以色列人第一代的出埃及记里面记载的第一代的子民们，他们都没有通过这个试验，失败了。
Yeah, they all died in the wilderness.
他们都在旷野中死掉，死亡了。
But the second generation learned the lesson.
但是他们第二代的后代就学了这个功课。
They went through all the trainings and their faith being tested.
他们通过了各项的试验，他们的信心也被测试了。
They followed God's command. They didn't complain. In the end, they entered into the promised land.
他们遵循了神的命令，他们没有在那里抱怨，最终他们进了迦南美地。
It's the same thing for us. In our life, God also lead us through difficulties to train us.
这也和我们一样，在我们的生命中，神也带领我们经过了许许多多的困难，这些是为了训练我们。
And also test our faith.
这也试验了我们的信心。
If we don't have the faith, we would not persevere, and we would be like the first generation of Israelites, out of Egypt who died in the wilderness.
如果我们没有信心的话，我们就没有这个坚持这个性格。所以我们如果我们不这样的话，我们就像第一代的以色列人，出了埃及以后，但是他们在死在旷野中。
Yes, we were out of Egypt, but we died in the wilderness. We cannot enter into the promised land.
虽说我们是出了埃及，但是因为没有信心，我们没有进入应许之地，反而我们死在了旷野中。
Okay, let's look at the next slide.
下一个。
The third reason that God wants us to have perseverance is for us to receive God's blessings.
好，神让我们有这样一个信心的原因是，让我们能够接受神的祝福。
In James 5:10-11, it reads, "As an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. We counted those blessed who endured. You have heard of endurance of Job, and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful."
在雅各书5:10-11是这样记载的：弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知，当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局。明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
What is Job's perseverance?
他这里所说的约伯的人坚持是什么呢？
We all know Job's story. He suffered a lot.
我们都知道约伯的故事，约伯在地上受了很多的苦。
He also complained to God because he didn't know what happened in the heaven that Satan accused him before God.
他也在那里向神抱怨，因为他并不知道这背后的故事，因为背后的故事是撒旦在天上向神在这里行了诡计，控告他。
Yeah, but in his suffering, in Job 13:15, he said.
但是因为在约伯记13:15，他讲了约伯的他的苦难。
Yeah, even his suffering, he says this.
好，他说他们没指望。
So in 13:15, he said, "Though he slay me, I will hope in him."
好，他即使受了苦，但是在约伯记13:15，他还是这样讲。13:15，他必杀我，我虽无指望，然而我在他面前 还要辨明我所行的。
Yeah, according to English, the translation would be, 他虽杀我，我仍要信靠他。Though he slay me, I will hope in him.
好，刚才在讲了，在英文中是这样讲的，并不像我们的中文这样翻译，有点不一样。虽说他要杀我，我也对神有希望，有盼望。
So Job determined to trust in God, so he persevered.
约伯在那里下定决心要依靠神，即使他受苦，所以他坚持了。
So when he humbled himself before God, and God started talking to him and defending for him.
当约伯在神面前谦卑，然后和神说话的时候，神就在那里保护了他。
Job didn't curse God or leave God as Satan claimed.
约伯并没有像撒旦所盼望的那样在那里咒诅神或者是离开神。
Instead, he glorified God's name and shamed Satan.
相反，他在这里荣耀了神的名，然后羞辱了撒旦。
In the end, God blessed Job greatly. He is our example of perseverance.
最终神在那里大大的祝福了约伯，约伯就是我们这个坚持的榜样。
Okay, let's look at another verse in the Bible, Revelation 3:10.
我们看其他的经文，是启示录三章十节。
It says, Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing.That hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
启示录三章十节这样写，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
If we could follow God's commandment to persevere, we would not go through the great tribulation.
如果我们能够听从主的命令，能够在这里坚持的话，我们就不会在大灾难中忍受这个试炼。
For those who will go through the tribulation, what do you think God want to them to learn from it?
当那些要经过大试验的要经过大灾难的人来说，你想神要他们是怎样在大试炼里面学到什么东西呢？
Perseverance.
神要那些经过大试验的人学的就是这个坚持这个性格。
Okay. In next slide, please. In Hebrews 10:36, it also says, For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
好，在希伯来书十章三十六节是这样讲的，你们必须忍耐，等你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得到所应许的。
So it tells us that perseverance is needed to do the will of God and to receive what God had promised for us.
这个经文告诉我们，这个忍耐就是要做神的旨意，必须要有的性格，然后你做有了这个忍耐，你就能得到神给我们所应许给我们的。
Yeah, in Luke 21:19 also says, By your endurance you will gain your life.
在路加福音21章19节也是这样写的，你们当存忍耐，就必保全灵魂。
Yeah, some translation said, 必得生命, you will
gain
your life.
必得生命,
Yeah, so they said, if we persevere, we will gain life, the internal life. That is God's promise.
所以这里说，如果我们有忍耐这个性格，我们都能够得永久的生命，这个就是神所应许给我们的。
You might hear a thing that saying suffering is a blessing,In goods.
所以你大概会听说，这个忍耐是 是祝福的前藏在后面，忍耐后面所藏的就是祝福。
Yeah, someone might say, I've been through so much sufferings. Where is my blessing?
有人会问，我有受了这么多的苦，我的祝福在哪里呢？
Blessing doesn't automatically come after suffering.
这个祝福并不是就是自动从这个苦难后面就出现了祝福，并不是自动出现的。
Did you persevere? If you didn't, your suffering is in vain.
你有没有坚持呢？如果你没有坚持的话，这个苦难以后并不是祝福，你的苦，你的受所受的苦就是白受了。
Yeah. So, yeah, then now let's look at how can we have perseverance.
我们现在来看一下我们怎样有坚持这个性格。
The first is through faith.
第一个就是要通过这个信心。
During difficult times, we often only focus on the difficulties, focus on the surroundings,and focus on ourselves.
在困难的时候，我们往往只是会关注我们的眼目，就注目在困难上。
And also focus on the surroundings and focus on ourselves.
我们这眼目所注重的就是我们周围的环境和或者我们自己身上。
Yeah, we only want to get out of the trouble quickly or solve the problem quickly.
我们只是想我们快快从这个困苦中出来，然后很快的解决这个问题。
Sometimes we even complain to God, why those things happen to me?
有时候我们甚至向神抱怨，为什么这些苦难在我身上发生呢？
But we should know that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts is higher than our thoughts.
但是我们要知道，神的路是比我们的路要高，他的想法也比我们的想法要高。意念啊，
yeah.
他的意念高过我们的意念。
We should not complain about the difficulties.
我们不应该在这里抱怨我们的困难。
Instead, we should humbly come before God and submit ourselves to His sovereignty.
相反，我们应该谦卑我们自己，来到神的面前，然后完全降服在主的主权下面。
In Revelation chapter 14, verse 12, it says,
在启示录十四章十二节是这样讲的。
Here is the perseverance of the saints who keep the commandment of God and their faith in Jesus.
圣徒的忍耐就在此，他们是守神诫命和耶稣真道的。
So believe in Jesus and keep God's commandment.
所以信服神，能够遵循神的耶稣的道。
Yeah, I mean, that's what we usually say, trust and obey.
这个我们所日常所说的信靠顺服就是这个意思。
Yeah, trust and obey is the secret of perseverance.
信靠顺服是坚持的一个秘诀。
Even when we're facing the daily small difficulties, we need to practice trust and obey.
即使在日常生活中我们碰到了一些小的困难，我们也要这里操练信靠顺服。
And then when we're facing greater trials in our life, our faith will be greater.
所以当我们在生命中碰到大的困难的时候，我们信心就更大了。
We cannot persevere, rely on our own strengths.
我们不能用自己的力量来这里坚持。
Yeah, we should, We should trust in Jesus.
我们要信靠耶稣。
So the next slide, please. The second way we can have perseverance is with hope.
第二个，我们要得这个坚持这个，就是我们要有希望。
In Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, it says, Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangled us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
好，我们要读一下这个希伯来书十二章，一到三节。我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠绕我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Yeah, so Jesus looked ahead, see the hope of joy set before him, and then he looked down of the shame.
所以耶稣在那里仰望他这个他看着天上的仰望着天上，所以他就轻看了这些放在他下面的这些羞辱他的事情。
Yes, so hope is so crucial to perseverance.
这个信心仰望是对我们有这个有这个坚持这个性格一个很好的一个基础。
It's very critical.
真是非常重要。
So when we are in difficulties, hope is like the light in the dark night.
当我们有困难的时候，这个信心希望就像在黑暗中的灯光。
It gives us direction,Give us strength.
他给我们方向，给我们一个信心。
God is a God of promises. God promised Abraham, and Abraham believed.
神是有应许的，他应许亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕相信了神的应许。
Then Abraham left his own country with the desire of a better country, a heavenly country.
亚伯拉罕离开了自己的国家，然后就是有存着这个希望去到一个更美的家乡，更美的家就是天上的家。
Yeah, that is his hope.
那就是他的希望。
So in the end, God prepared a city for him.
所以最后神就准备了一个天上有一个更美的家给亚伯拉罕。
What is the promise we received?
我们收到的是怎样的一个应许呢？
Remember, Jesus told his disciples that he was to prepare a place for them, and he will come again to receive them.
有没有记得耶稣跟我们说过，他到天上准备了一个更好的一个家乡，有一天他会到地上来，然后接他的门徒们。
Do we truly know what Jesus promised to us?
我们真的知道耶稣给我们的应许是什么吗？
Let's look at Romans 8:18.
我们看罗马书八章十八节。
It says, For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So we can see Jesus is going to bring us into the glory.
我们知道神耶稣要带我们进荣耀中。
Are you excited?
有没有觉得很激动啊？
Hope this, we pray this hope will help us to persevere.
我们真是能够觉得这样的希望能够带着我们能够坚持下去。
Okay, the third point is in love.
第三个点是爱。
In Romans 5:5, it says, "Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our heart through the Holy Spirit who was given to us."
罗马书五章五节这样讲的：盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So God loves us. The hope He gave to us is not going to disappoint us.As we know, His love will not change.
神是那样的爱我们，他给我们的盼望是不会让我们失望的，因为我们知道神的爱是不会改变的。
Yes, all of His promise will be fulfilled.
神的应许都要被将实现。
With the love from God, we can love each other.
凭着从神来的爱，我们就可以相互的爱。
We can help each other to endure the difficulty together.
我们能够相互的鼓励，能够让我们能够忍受，这个困难。
Then we can be His testimony.
然后我们就能神的见证。
Okay, so I think we will look at how we can apply those in our life.
我们要看一下我们这些我们所学的怎样在应用在我们的生活中。
So next week we are going to have Thanksgiving.
因为下一周我们就要有感恩节了。
In the past, our church, would have a whole church feast, and all family will come together, to give thanks to our Lord and also count our blessings.
以前每年的时候，我们这个时间都会教会有一个大的聚会。有一个大家的大聚餐，很多的家庭都会来这里，然后一起感恩，向我们的神感恩，然后数算神给我们的恩典。
But this year things have been very different.
但今年的话，事情有点不一样哦。
So we are going to have an online Thanksgiving gathering due to the pandemic.
我们就在这个网上做这个感恩节的聚会，因为外面。这个瘟疫的事情。
But when we look back this year, we would be amazed how many things had happened.
当我们回头看看今年整个一年的话，我们就会觉得今年有很多的事情发生了。
And most of them are pretty bad things, a terrible thing.
很多事情是很糟糕的事情。
Yeah, since the start of the pandemic, we have experiencedlockdowns and economic downturn, and some people got layoffs.
刚开始这个外面有瘟疫的时候，我们就在这里知道很多商店都已经关门了，经济也往下滑，很多的有一些就被裁员了。
And then if you look around the world, you will see the wildfires in Australia.
但你看看这个是
and locust in Asia.
当你从周围看一看的时候，看看这个整个世界，我们看到的是什么呢？就是在澳大利亚有很大面积的野的山火，还有世界上的很多地方有洪水，还有在亚洲有这个蝗虫灾害。
And there are wars in Europe, and there are also earthquakes.Earthquakes and hurricanes.
在欧洲的话，我们看见有战争，然后地上还有许多地方有地震，还有台风。
With all this happening, what should we thank for during this Thanksgiving season?
在这么多的事情的情况下，我们有什么还能感恩的呢？在感恩节的时候。
Let's look at First Thessalonians.Chapter 5, verse 16 and 18.
我们看一看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》 五章十六到十八节。
Yeah, very familiar verses.
很熟悉的经文。
It says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
他这样解的，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
So when we turn our eyes away from the surroundings, away from those worldly things,
当我们的眼睛离开我们的周围，然后从这些世界上离开世界上发生的事情离开的时候，
We will see God is not changed. God's love is not changed. God's promise is not changed.
我们看见神是不改变的，神的爱是不改变的，神的应许也不改变。
God is still in control. Like in, it says in Psalm 29, it says, the Lord said as king, as a flood.
神仍旧在那里掌权，就像诗篇中所说的，洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王。
We should be more grateful this year because we can rely on our God to go through all this.
我们今年是更应该喜乐，因为我们靠着神，我们就经过了这样的事情。
Like in, it says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, it says, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
好，就像在哥罗西书一章十一节到十二节是这样描写的，照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢神，叫我们能与圣众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Yeah, it sounds weird, but with the strength from God, we should be joyful and grateful even in tribulations.
所以看上去好像比较奇怪啊，但是在这个困难的时候，我们能够更加的喜乐，我们能够和神在一起。
So today we should rejoice.
所以我们今天还是能够欢欢喜喜的喜乐。
Yeah, the second application is we know now Jesus' return is near.
我们看见的第二个应用就是现在耶稣快要回来了。
Brother Peng in his message pointed out that all those events we are experiencing are the signs of the end days.
好，在这个彭弟兄最近的讲道中，他自己讲，我们所经历的这一切的事情都表明，这个最终的日子，神要快来的日子就快近了。
Yeah, God used those signs to warn us the end is near.
神用这些标记，用这些神迹来告诉我们，这个结局就快近了。
We as the children of God should not panic.
我们作为神的儿女，我们不要在这里惊慌。
But we should be alert and prepare ourselves with a joyful heart.
我们要在这里警醒，我们要准备我们我们有一颗喜乐的心，准备好我们自己。
Our hope is in Christ, not in the vaccine or the president.
我们的希望，我们的盼望是在耶稣的身上，不是我们的盼望不是在这个疫苗的身上，也不在总统的身上。
The world is under Satan's power, it's hopeless.
这个世界是在撒旦的权势之下，是没有希望的。
So our hope is in Jesus and he is back soon.
我们的盼望是在耶稣基督身上，他很快就要回来了。
I hope we are all the ones who love his appearance.
好，我们真的是盼望我们都是那些爱慕他显现的人。
Okay, the third application is God knows our situation.
我们第三个应用就是神知道我们的光景。
I found a quote from C.S. Lewis. It says,
我发现有一些话是这个著名的学者 C.S. Lewis 讲的。
He says, God knows our situation. He will not judge us as if we had no difficulties to overcome. What matters is the sincerity and the perseverance of our will to overcome them.
他是这样讲的，神知道我们的境况，他不会审判我们，就好像我们没有遇到困难一样。重要的是我们要有真诚坚持的愿望去战胜这个困难。
Yes, God knows our situation.
是啊，神知道我们的光景。
He expects us to persevere.
他期盼我们能够坚持下去。
Praise God, I have seen brothers and sisters respond to this situation according to his will.
我们真是感谢神，我们真的是看见周围的弟兄姐妹们那遵循的话语能够实现神的期盼。
Since the pandemic started, we switched our meeting to online meetings.
自从这个瘟疫开始以后，我们就转到这个网上的聚会了。
We have seen more brothers and sisters come to prayer meetings.
我们看见更多的弟兄姐妹来到了这个祷告会。
We see brothers continue to go to Bible study meetings to continue carrying each other.
我们看见弟兄姐妹们一起来学习圣经，也一起来相互的关心。
And praying for each other.
然后相互之间的祷告。
When someone are sick, we see our sisters preparing food for them, and even they cannot see each other face to face, they just drop the food on the front door.
我们看见，如果是现在有人生病的话，我们有姐妹们就为那些病人准备食物。虽说相互之间看不见，脸对脸看不见，但是可以把食物放在这个前门口。
Yeah, and also we see someone help our seniors, brothers and sisters to shopping from the grocery store.
我们也看见我们有些弟兄姐妹帮助那些我们教会的老年人从到外面去买杂货。
Those are the testimonies of our faith and love, and God will remember.
这些就是我们的信心和我们的爱的见证，神会纪念。
And lastly, I want share with brother sister is to grasp the opportunity.
最后一点我要向大家弟兄姐妹分享的是，我们要抓住现今这个时机。
We know God uses environments to train us. Don't waste the opportunity.
我们知道神用这个环境来训练我们，不要浪费这个机会。
Don't just sit there and wait for things back to normal.
不要只是在那里坐着不动，然后等着这个事情返回原样正常的情况。
We should have a proactive attitude.
我们一定要有个主动的一个性格，一个态度。
Since the beginning of the year, we have sent two groups of missionaries to Mid East.
我们知道今年年初我们就差派了两位弟兄和两组去这个中东宣道。
We know they are diligently doing God's work in the field.
我们知道他们每天都在神的在这个工厂做神的工作。
They said because of the pandemic, people's hearts are soft now.
他们说现在因为这个瘟疫的事情很多人他的心软了。
It's easier to spread the gospel and people easy to accept Jesus.
是比以前更容易容易来传福音，传耶稣，他们更容易接受耶稣基督。
And our missionaries in India also told us that they spread God's God's love to more people in this pandemic.
那个我们在印度的宣道师告诉我们，在这个瘟疫的时候，他们向更多的人传了这个神的福音。
Yeah, there are more people in India in need now, so they can share God's love to them.
因为在印度有更多的人现在心软了，愿意接受耶稣，所以他们可以传福音。
So in our local, we already had 3 virtual gospel meetings.
在我们本地，我们也有3次的网上的福音晚会。
And last night we just had a gospel meeting, and we have a record people attending.
昨天晚上我们又有了一次福音晚会，我们甚至有，这个记载下来最多的人参加了这个福音晚会。
And also we have more brothers and sisters participating in the gospel ministry in Chinatown.
我们也有弟兄姐妹们，然后在这里参加我们的这里中国城的福音传福音的这个机会。
We have a few brothers sisters get baptized recently.
最近也有些弟兄姐妹在我们教会受洗。
And we have more to come in the coming months.
在下面几个月，我们还有其他的更多的弟兄姐妹要在这个教会受洗。
We really thank God for so many testimonies of perseverance around us.
我们真是谢谢主，给我们显了有这么多弟兄姐妹坚持的这个性格的在我们周围。
If you feel you haven't practiced perseverance enough, do not give up on this year.
如果你觉得你还没有操练这个坚持这个神的性格的话，今年也不要放弃。
Yeah, the year is not over yet. There's still time left.
今年还没有结束，还有几天的时间，还有一两个月的日子。
Yeah, let's get up and grasp the opportunity.
让我们起来，让我们抓住这个机会。
After things settled and passed, we will look back the year 2020.
当事情一切都平静下来的时候，过去了以后，我们可以回头看看这个我们今年2020年。
I don't want to hear you to say,Oh, that's a bad year. I didn't do anything. I'm so thankful that I didn't get COVID-19.
我也不希望弟兄姐妹只是说，这年景很坏，我什么都没做。我但是很感恩，因为我没有得这个新冠病毒。
I want you to be able to say that was a great year because God let me go through all the challenges.And in the end, I persevered.
真是我希望大家都能说，今年是一个很伟大的、很了不起的一年。我真是感谢神，神带领我走过了这么多的挑战，我在那里能够坚持住。
好，let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us perseverance.
亲爱的天父，我们真是感谢你能在这里教导我们做怎样的坚持。
You want us to persevere to the end, so that we may receive everything you have prepared for us.
你希望我们坚持到底，然后我们可以接受你给我们所预备的一切。
You ask us to have a joyful and thankful heart, even in tribulations.
在苦难中，你仍旧要我们有一颗喜乐和感恩的心。
Yes, we should thank you not because it is Thanksgiving time.
是啊，我们要感谢你，不是因为现在是感恩节，我们来感谢你。
We should thank you every day for everything.
我们要每一天每一时都要感谢你。
How could we not thank you?If we think of how much you loved us and how much you have done for us.
真的是你这样的爱我们，你为我们所做的一切，让我们怎能不感激你呢？
是。
God, we just pray you help us persevere to the end.
主啊，我们真是求你能够帮助我们坚持到底。
No matter what circumstances, till the day we see Jesus face to face.
不论是什么样的困难，我们碰到的，有一天我们要见到主。
是。
Please strengthen our faith.
真的是增强我们的信心。
Please help us.
帮助我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.